Support for KPLU comes from SF Jazz, celebrating its 30th year presenting the Art of Jazz in San Francisco and the opening of the SF Jazz Center this January. Details about artists and programs for the inaugural season at sfjazz.org.
Opening our Jazz Northwest today, that was music from a big band out of Portland, Oregon, the Rob Sheps Big Band, playing the music of Ezra Weiss, a composition titled Jesse's Song. Ezra Weiss was the pianist, and Scott Hall was a tenor saxophone soloist. Ezra Weiss currently teaches at Portland State University, though he's led bands in many great clubs around the U.S., including Dizzy's in New York and Cantilena's in Los Angeles, as well as in Seattle and Portland. The Rob Sheps Big Band, including a nice collection of Portland-area musicians. Jim Wilkie with you here for Jazz Northwest on Sunday afternoon, sharing some music with you by Northwest artists from the Pacific Northwest, from Portland to Vancouver, and along the way, some from Seattle as well. Here is music by the Alex Gilbert Trio. Alex on piano with Brad Gibson on drums and Jeff Norwood on bass. This is from a new CD called On the Ground, and Alex Gilbert at the piano, and a composition by Paul Blay titled Bigfoot.
Thank you.
Music by Paul Blay and Steve Swallow in that set from recent recordings by Northwest jazz artists. We just heard John Hamer's group, John Hamer on double bass with Todd Del Giudice on alto sax and Jeffrey Keezer on piano playing Falling Grace, beautiful tune by bass player Steve Swallow. And before that, we were listening to Alex Guilbert Trio, Alex at the piano with Brad Gibson on drums and Jeff Norwood on bass. They played Paul Blay's tune, Bigfoot, from Alex's new CD, On the Ground, with the Alex Guilbert Trio. This is Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Coming up next week at Dimitrios Jazz Alley, young guitarist Graham Dechter, who is certainly on the rise, and he's going to be appearing with a group with Jeff Hamilton on drums. Graham Dechter played last two or three summers at Jazz Port Townsend. We have a recording coming up next. We recorded at Jazz Port Townsend last summer. During the Saturday evening concert, he was playing with Tamir Hendelman on piano, John Clayton on bass, and Jeff Hamilton on drums. Here's Graham Dechter on guitar playing music by Wes Montgomery in concert. This is Road Song.
Thank you.
It's a bi-coastal session which took place not in on either coast, actually, but in Edmonton, Alberta. That was Corey Weeds on tenor sax and Oliver Gannon on guitar, Jesse Cahill on drums from Vancouver, and meeting up with New York organist Mike LaDonde and the Hammond B3 organ from the album Up a Step. Music by Hank Mobley featured in this album, and that was the title tune, Up a Step, Corey Weeds on his Cellar Live label. Before that, we were listening to a recording we made of Graham Dechter Quartet in concert at Jazzport Townsend last summer, with John Clayton on bass, Jeff Hamilton on drums, Tamir Handelman at the piano, and Graham Dechter on guitar in Wes Montgomery's tune, Road Song, which also shows up on Graham Dechter's latest recording. He's going to be here next week playing at Demetrios Jazz Alley. Let's take a look at some of the things on our jazz calendar here for this week. Jazz Police are playing this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra tonight at 8, both of those at Tula's. Scrape is playing at the Royal Room tonight at 7:30. Scrape is a modern string orchestra. Dave Marriott Big Band plays Monday night at Tula's. Graham Dechter Quartet with Jeff Hamilton plays Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at Demetrios Jazz Alley. Wednesday, you can always catch the Legacy Band and Clarence Acox playing at the New Orleans Creole Restaurant. Thursday and Friday, Dee Daniels is going to be performing at Bakes Place in Bellevue. She was also the one who premiered the place, who opened it up there when it first opened at the new location in Bellevue. Dee Daniels, Thursday and Friday. Taj Mahal opens on Friday at Jazz Alley and will play through Thanksgiving. Dave Peck Trio will be playing at Tula's next Friday and Saturday night. And Bert Wilson will be playing at the Washington Center for the Arts in Olympia. And that's on Friday night. For more info and other good places to go for live jazz, check the KPLU calendar as well as seattlejazzscene.com. Earshot.org has a complete calendar. And for places around the country outside of the Pacific Northwest, you'll find a complete listing at jazzafterhours.org. Let's hear some music from Bert Wilson, whose group is going to be playing at the Washington Center for the Arts in Olympia next Friday night. This is Bert Wilson and Rebirth from the album Endless Fingers, with Chuck Stentz on tenor, joining Bert on tenor here on this one, Nancy Curtis, flute, Craig Hoyer, piano, Peter Vinico is on bass on this one, and Bob Meyer on drums, and a tune titled Onslaught.
you want my love and you can't deny. You know it's true, but you try to hide, yeah. You turn down love like it's really bad. You can't give what you never had. Well, bless your soul, or you can fool a few. I know the truth, and so do you. Can't hide love, well, I betcha. Oh, I betcha. You want my love, and I betcha. Can't pretend that there's nothing there. Boy, I look in your eyes and I see that you really, really, really do care. So why not stop trying to run hide? You won't find out if you never, 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 never tried. You can't hide love, well, I betcha. You want my love, and I bet you. Oh, this feeling inside. Love's found the time for kissing. Can you find the time to listen?
Dee Daniels singing Can't Hide Love from her album Jazz In It, with Tony Foster on piano, Russ Botten bass, and Greg Williamson on drums. Dee Daniels is going to be singing next Thursday and Friday at Bakes Place in Bellevue. We were listening to Burt Wilson and Rebirth just before that from a 1994 recording, Endless Fingers, with Craig Hoyer on piano and Peter Vinico on bass, Bob Meyer on drums, and Chuck Stenz, the second tenor saxophonist in there, joining Burt Wilson in that tune titled Onslaught. Burt Wilson featured in concert in Olympia this coming Friday night at the Washington Center for the Arts. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. This next one goes back even further. This one goes back to 1970 and a performance by the Overton Berry Trio, which was playing a long-standing regular gig at the Doubletree Inn. Overton Berry was on piano, Chuck Metcalf on bass, and Bill Kotick on drums. And this is an original by Overton, the Guacamolean Shuffle. Thank you. I kind of thought so too. That was Brent Jensen on soprano sax, Bill Anschel on piano, Chris Simer on bass, and variations leading toward a theme rather than the other way around. Deconstruction and reconstruction of Charlie Parker's Yardbird Suite that comes from their recent album Blueprints on Origin Records. Before that, back to 1970 for a session live at the Doubletree in January 1970 with the Overton Berry Trio. Overton at the piano, Chuck Metcalf on bass, Bill Kotick on drums, and Overton's Guacamole and Shuffle. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thank you so much for listening to Jazz Northwest. I'll be back next Sunday at this same time for an Earshot concert featuring lyricist and singer Lorraine Feather. That's at 2 here on Sunday. Stay tuned for Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.